Ephesians 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
Okay, hi, this is Sister Mona. We're going to talk today about sitting down in your heavenly seat. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, I ask by your Spirit, not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit, Lord, saith the Lord, let this sink into my sisters. Grant us a revelation of the Holy Spirit so we can really understand this, myself included. Help us to cleave to this truth and have it be real right now in the present. We just ask, Lord, humbly before your throne, that you bless us to understand this truth and really grab hold of it. Ask all these things in Jesus. And also, Lord, help me to just bless me with the ability to explain. Just help me to yield to your Holy Spirit as I serve you and desire to help my sisters come and sit where you've placed them. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I was reading that this morning, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just like opened my eyes to what he was like really talking about there. When he talks about sitting in heavenly places, what this really means is that right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, ask the Lord to open your eyes to where you really are. to where your spirit truly is by the power of the Holy Spirit, to make it real in our minds that we are, he says, with bold access to the throne room of God, that we have access there to the throne room of God. Like what this really means. What that means is that wherever your body is at this present moment, you're not actually there. That's not where you really are. If you're sitting down at, you know, your desk at work and looking around, or if you're at your house, you know, doing housework, wherever you are, that's just the location of your tent. Okay? But you, by the power of his Holy Spirit, are sitting in heavenly places, far above all powers and dominions of this earth. Like, do you see that? Can we see this truth? Can we just make it real in our hearts where we're actually sitting? Because, see, I've heard this scripture misquoted before and twisted. And I understand now that Satan has robbed God's people, especially here within the United States, of the truth by bringing us to a carnal place. I've heard that quoted in pride, like exalting oneself over the people that are around us, that I'm sitting in heavenly places. So it's a wrong spirit of like carnality and pride and self-exaltation. When this is made real to us, there will be no pride in it. We're going to be humbled beyond measure when we really see this and understand what this, boy, God help me, what this scripture really means. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal when we understand that we're sitting in heavenly places. What that means is right now, we have to finish this race. I got to make that clear. Okay, I'm not trying to say that we're in heaven already in the sense that we have to crucify our flesh daily and finish this race and make sure we don't quit. But what that means right now is that wherever we are, our spirit is sitting in heaven. Like, can you see this? That our spirit is sitting in heaven, in heavenly places. Can we see this truth? And it makes so much sense, because how can the Holy Spirit not be sitting in heaven if you have the Holy Ghost? And I have to make this clear. If anybody's listening to this and you're not saved, especially if you're religious, okay, having a form of godliness but denying the power, ask to be born again, because this is not going to make any sense at all. You need the Holy Spirit to grasp this and understand it. Ask to be born again and filled with this Holy Ghost. This is why Jesus says, when he talks about the suffering, and he says, in your patience you will possess ye your soul. Because when this becomes real and you see this, it's like, and that's why the Apostle Peter says, when I shed this earthly tent, because he was already seated there. And he understood that he was just in a location for a time and a period and a purpose. And that as we're here, it's like the Lord gave me this image of like, I'm in a burning house and I've got like a flame resistant suit on. And I'm just standing there looking and waiting for whomever my God tells me to grab because they want to leave. It's like I'm standing there and I've got like a sign saying this way out. And I can't get burned. It can't touch me but I'm here for a season and a purpose and a time to just show anybody who wants their way out how to escape. That's it. Like, this whole world is under judgment. It's done, and it's like over with. And we've already got the seal. He says the seal of the Holy Spirit. We have the seal of the Holy Spirit, so our spirit is with him. It's with him in heaven. So what that means is that I'm sitting here, and as I sit here, I'm not here. Lord, help me. I pray they don't take me away and lock me up, you know, say I'm crazy. But, you know, I'm not here. Like, my spirit is with him. My body is here. But through the Holy Spirit, I'm with the Father already. This is why Stephen, when he got stoned, it says that his face, it shined as an angel. Because when you're in the presence of God and you're really walking with him, you reflect him. Because he's so great. And like, he is light. And he says that his face shined. And it's like, before Stephen was stoned, it's like his eyes just saw where he already was. He saw Jesus and the throne of God, and he was just ready to depart physically from the location that he was in. I don't know if I'm explaining this well. I pray to God's grace. By God's grace, I'm able to explain it. But he was, and I've seen this. I've been in times and of extreme suffering physically, but it's like I wasn't there. And that's why he says that not a hair on your head will perish. He says that not a hair on your head. And that's why he says that, because this is not us anymore. Our physical selves, our spiritual selves are with him, and they're protected, and nobody can touch that. Nobody can touch that. Because it's protected by him. That's why he says, not a hair on your head will perish. Because they can't, it's a place that they can't reach. That the powers and dominions of this earth, they can't touch that. That's why he says in Abraham's bosom, he says, there is a great divide between me and you. I can't go there and you can't come here. It's a great divide. And he puts, oh my God, praise the Lord. He puts the angel with the sword after Adam and Eve are cast out of the garden. Because there's a division between the here and the now, the powers of this world, the temporary, and God. You can't go there. But when you have the Holy Spirit, there's that division that they can't touch. And this is important. And see, the devil has robbed our people by God's grace, Lord, here in the United States. Help me, Lord, to communicate this truth. He has robbed God's people of the truth of what this scripture means by twisting it and making it carnal and temporary and bringing it here. And you have no idea the measure at which he has stolen. I'm talking about stolen from us. And we need to claim this and bring it back. Because as the churches and like false teaching has made it carnal, you have no idea. You're suffering. You're crying. You're getting caught up in the moment. Your lack of peace that surpasses understanding is because of this truth not being settled in your heart right here. Because this is reality. Reality is you are not here. You are not in the temporary. You are seated in heavenly places. So it doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter what you see with your eyes. Because you're not here. You're not here. You're seated in heavenly places.
And what's going on around you cannot touch you. Because how can the lowered, ungodly powers and dominions of this world ever touch the throne room of God? How dare they lie to us and deceive us and get us caught up in the here and now when they have no access there because they've been cast out? But Christ, by his blood, has brought us home into heavenly places, and that's where we are right now. And that's how we're going to survive the persecution that's coming. Pray, seek God, fast. Cry out to the Lord to make this truth real, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it for what is coming. You need to be in a place right now where you sit there and you understand and you're not exalted and you're not full of pride and carnal with this scripture, and it's not twisted in your mind. It's true. And the revelation of what this really means is that by God's grace, for whatever reason, that I in all honesty cannot understand, the Lord has decided to place us there with him, though we don't deserve it. Because he loves us and he wants us around. And as we sit there, we understand that this world is, like the Apostle Paul said, rubbish, it's dung, it's nothing compared to the riches that are in him. When you see this, when you see your wealth that is in Christ, this world is, you understand that you're literally just here as a servant of God with your sign, this way out. Waiting and listening to do what he says. What's going on around you? What's happening? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just God's timing unfolding around you, and you're literally just sitting there waiting to do what he says. Go talk to her. Go talk to him. Pray for that person right there, because you're seated in heavenly places. And you're in this temporary tabernacle so you can have a physical presence on this earth to bring God's sheep home. But your spirit's with him. A sister said to me, where do we go? God bless her. She sees what's going on in the news with ISIS, and she sees what's coming. She goes, where do you go? Where do you go? God, help us to see this, Lord. God, Lord, bless your sheep. Have mercy upon us and let us understand this. She said, where do you go? We're safe. Your heavenly sea. In our patience, we will possess ye our souls. That's where we go. We detach, Lord, from the here and now. And we embrace our heavenly seat, where he says, you will rule and reign. And we're ready as we sit in our heavenly seat, which you have given us. Not because we deserve it, because you are good to us and you've decided to bless us beyond what we can even understand. And we are grateful. And we're just sitting there, Lord, waiting for your instructions. What do you want us to do? Let us hear. As we sit in our heavenly place. Let's go ahead and pray. God, thank you. Father, we repent of our foolishness and our carnality. Even though a lot of us have been lied to, we still repent of it either way, because we just want it gone. And we ask you by your grace and mercy and power, wash and cleanse us and remove this sin of being carnal and being caught up in something that is so beneath you. By listening to the dark powers of this present world who hate us and want to blaspheme you and have already been kicked out. We are sorry for listening to the dark powers of this world. And we renounce everything that was carnal, that we loved, because we love you and we want to sit in our heavenly seat. And we know that if we're here now and we're caught up here, that we're not there with you. We know that you provide, and we know that you're working in our trials, and we know that you care about our bodies. We know that our food and our shelter, our marriages, our homes, our families, we understand that. But you first, Lord, you first, you first. Then you will take care of us like the faithful servant. And we ask you, Lord, help us to see where we are seated. Open our eyes so we can see. And if you are not born again, I just say it again, please repent. The time is now. Become born again. And ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And I just wanted to clear something up because I don't want to confuse anybody. When I say that the enemy has been cast out, what I'm talking about in Scripture is from the perspective of the Holy Spirit, because he's going to be cast out. It talks about this in Revelation chapter 12. But I suppose, like I said, I just do my best to understand what the Holy Spirit explains to me. That from the perspective of the Holy Spirit, what is prophecy is already done. That's the same thing that I'm talking about with like the place around us being burned. It's not burned yet. It'll be done at an appointed time. But when we are walking in the Spirit, we see prophecy as already fulfilled. And so we're acting upon what we know will happen. I pray I'm explaining that well. So because Scripture says that Satan still allowed access, to heaven. You see this with Job and then in Kings with the lying spirits up there. But they're going to be kicked out. And so, but as through the Spirit, I don't know how to explain this, but time and prophecy, it's like it's already, you're waiting for it to happen and acting by faith upon what you know will happen. Hope I'm explaining that well. So I just don't want to confuse anybody. Because when I say they've been cast out, I guess a way to explain it is God has said it's going to happen, so it's as good as done.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 57. To the chief musician, Altasketh, Miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.